Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into another edition of the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. I got Marshawn Needland joining the show today as he's preparing for the upcoming NFL draft. He's got the combine coming up and just finished up the Senior Bowl. So, Marshawn, I appreciate you joining the podcast, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I appreciate you having me here.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, congratulations on a great college career there at Western Michigan. I saw that you had a lot of success there. Obviously, it culminated into you getting an invite to the Senior Bowl. So how are you feeling, man, now that you're officially turning the page to the NFL? What's that feeling like getting ready for it?
It's nice, man. It's a dream I wanted ever since I was a kid. Before I even played football, it was something I always wanted to do. So it's nice being in this position, being able to prove that I can make it there.
You racked up quite a bit of production there at Western Michigan. And I know in the transfer portal, man, these days you get all kinds of athletes that are transferring left, transferring right. But you obviously stuck it there at Western Michigan. You decided to stay and play there. What did it mean to you to finish your college career there and not moving to another school?
It meant a lot just because, you know, I wanted to make sure I get my degree there so I could be an alumni from there. You know what I mean? Which it definitely played a good amount into the decision of being able to come back. Just because, you know, I spent all my time there. I didn't want a degree from a random school that I'm just joining now, you know, without having a degree from Western.
So you ended up going to the Senior Bowl, which is a pretty marquee event. You got a lot of the top college players there. What was that experience like for you, man, being able to be a part of that NFL system with some NFL coaches there and then also playing against some of the best talented offensive linemen there are in the nation?
It was fun, to say the least. It was definitely nice being able to just go there and experience that, being able to talk to countless scouts, being able to, you know, work with NFL coaches and, you know, see how they are and if you like them. And I definitely thank my coach that I work with. You know, he is with the Vikings. Real great coach, Mirje. My God. So it was nice just building a connection with them.
I think I saw you were clocked in as one of the fastest linemen one of the practice days. So, yeah. You know, do you take any pride in that? And like, hey, man, you can move and you're an athletic player for your size?
Yeah. So that was definitely cool. I didn't even know about it because I knew they was tracking speed, but I wasn't thinking about it at the time. I thought about it afterwards and somebody had sent me what I ran, and I was like, oh, that's what's up. And then he actually texted me like a couple of days ago and said that I now hold the record for D lineman with that. So I was like, yeah, definitely happy.
Yeah, for sure. And considering that all the talent that has gone to the Senior Bowl, that means something to you for sure. And, you know, being able to come from Western Michigan, put them on the map. I know there's quite a bit of NFL players that are from there already, but being able to be a part of the Senior Bowl, go through the practices, playing the game. I know from talking to other players, they talked a lot about how there's structured meetings and there's all kinds of things that kind of get you ready for what it's going to be like in the NFL. Do you feel like you benefited from that?
Definitely. It was tough just as far as you're busy 24/7 all day. We got maybe 30 minutes of free time a day. So it definitely you have to be in the right mindset going into it. And it's just a lot on the plate. It really showed who really love football and who don't. So
this is a pretty deep class of defensive linemen, edge rushers. What makes you stand out from the rest? What can you bring to the table?
I feel like I have a well, I mean, I have a good size, and I'm able to move well with that size and be versatile in a lot of different situations, structures, teams, to be able to fit any almost any team, I say. I think my motor is probably one of the best, if not the best, in the class. I feel like I just, always gonna find a way to the ball, always moving around, always hustling, always doing something. And yeah.
Do you feel like your skill set is still evolving? Do you feel like your best football is still ahead of you?
Oh yeah. I definitely think my best football is gonna be still ahead of me. I still, have a lot of stuff to improve on. Which that just comes with, going to the NFL and having the coaches, new coaches, and new playing styles, new coaching styles, all of that, and just being able to still learn and grasp a lot of new material from, everybody, from the best of the best in the league.
Being able to transition and play different roles on the defensive line, is that something that you feel comfortable of? I mean, you got 3-4-4-3, a lot of different alignments that you're going to be asked to play at the next level. Is that something that you feel that you can thrive in as an end, as an inside 1-3 technique? Do you have that versatility?
I definitely believe I do. I can see myself moving pretty much anywhere any team needs me, and being real dominant at it. And, I feel like as long as, they mess with me, I'm gonna be able to show them that I can do almost anything.
Is there a player that you'd like to study on film at your position?
I like there's people I like watching. And like Myles Garrett, Aiden Hutchinson. Now I watched them, like I was watching them. Well, Myles Garrett at least like last year, a couple years ago too. Aaron Donald as well, J.J. Watt growing up. Honestly, Troy Polamalu was one of my favorites growing up. Like he was that top tier. Like this is the guy I want to be like. Which like I feel like just like me, I'm hustling around, making trying to make plays just like how he was, always being in the right position pretty much, or so striving for it.
I don't know if you've watched much film on him, but I've interviewed him and I'm really close to him. And he reminds me kind of your style of play, same build. Draymond Drones for the Seattle Seahawks played at Ohio State and he signed with Seattle from Denver. A guy that's 6'3", 285, plays that end position, can also shift inside. And so when you talk about your ability to do that, Marshawn, I mean, do teams ask you these questions, or they're like, hey man, tell us what's your strength as a player? Is that something that's already being talked about?
A lot of teams they already know that I can move around a lot just because of my Western film and all the stuff I move around. I was dropping, I move inside, sometimes I'm outside, I'm pretty much everywhere. But it just depends on the team. Like some teams they have me at outside linebacker stand up, sometimes dropping, some teams have me inside, some teams have me at traditional, defensive line, defensive end. And yeah, it just depends. But like they all pretty much ask it though.
So, Marshawn, you're a prospect that kind of is flying under the radar in some people's minds, but I don't know how much attention you pay to Daniel Jeremiah, and they put out these top 50 boards, and you've made some of those lists. And I think you're a player that more and more people are starting to familiarize themselves with because of your skills.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. So because of your talent. So regardless of that, coming from the MAC, is that something that you have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder to kind of prove yourself at the next level?
I mean, I feel like it definitely do, just because there's been people in the past that made it. And you know, like Sky just a couple years ago was second round, you know. And like we knew playing because he was in my class, so we're like, we knew he was going to go real high. But just, it's been a good amount of people that went to the NFL and like did good. But I think the chip on my shoulder for this is just a lot of people is just always saying like, oh yeah, he did that in group of five, but can you do a power five? And I was just hearing that a lot, which, you know, I'm like, bro, I could do this against anybody.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like, you know, I pretty much put that on display at the Senior Bowl, and now, you know, we just tested the combine and yeah.
First off, Marshawn, I got to know, man, your reaction when you found out you were invited to the combine. You know, how did you respond to that news?
It was nice. It was nice to know, because I ain't gonna lie, my agent, he basically told me, like, if I got the Senior Bowl invite, it's like 90% I'm getting the combine invite. But like when I got it, I definitely texted him. I was like, bro, I got the invite. I'm this and that. And, you know, it was definitely a great experience just to like know, okay, this is here. Like, it's not just somebody saying, oh, yeah, you're most likely going to get it. It's physically or electronically in my hand, like, you know, it's right here.
So where are you at right now? Where are you training? Who are you training with? And when are you headed up to Indianapolis?
I'm at Exos, which in Pensacola. I leave out of here on the 26th. And yeah, so a couple weeks.
What is your training routine look like right now, Marshawn? I mean, are you training all day, every day? Do you have some gaps in between? What's your training regimen like?
So our training here is really more towards just in the morning time. I typically wake up around like 6, which is pretty early. But I wake up at 6, I get to the facility, I eat. I do like a lot of prehab, a lot of like recovery stuff, Theragun, hot tub, cold tub, stretching. And then, you know, a speed workout after that. I'm at the our trainers that we have here. I'm with them, you know, just, you know, trying to help anything that I have, any aches or sores. And then right after that, I'm back in a hot tub, cold tub. And then the Normatec boots, I'm in there. Then we go eat. And then after that, we have a little bit of downtime, probably like 20 minutes, I'd say. Then we back working out. Our strength portion, which we lifting weights. And after that, I'm back with the trainers, and I'm back in the hot tub, cold tub, Normatec again. And then that's end around by like 4. And then I'm back with the crew.
So right now that you're out at Exos, do they put you in a spot to live, or is it a hotel, or how does that work out?
Mm-hmm. It's the Portofino. It's a, I want to say it's a hotel. I can't even think of what it is. It's like a
resort,
kind of. Yeah, resort, kind of. Yeah. It's nice. It's beautiful. They put us there, I think, because like they partner with Exo, so a lot of the players that's here are staying there.
For a typical fan that maybe isn't familiar with you, Marshawn, if they would watch your film at Western Michigan, what type of player would they be watching?
I feel like they would definitely say this player. They would say they can't find a film of me not at least trying to get to the ball. They would be like, it's very few, maybe 1% of the time I'm playing where I'm like, okay, I'm not getting there, or something like that. But they would see I'm high effort, always trying to run, always trying to find a ball, always trying to make a play.
Who's been the toughest offensive lineman you played at Western Michigan? I know it's a pretty broad question, but has there been one offensive tackle or guard that you've gone up against that's been a pretty good battle for you?
I'm not even gonna lie. I don't feel like anyone I went up against was really that tough.
Hey.
But that being said, I mean, last year I was injured for our Power Five games, which, you know, typically that's normally our tough. I think this year, maybe the guy from Iowa, they were pretty good this year. But yeah.
So switching gears to the combine, a lot of the stuff you're doing there at Exos, are you preparing for those drills, for the 40, for the vertical? Like, is that stuff that's kind of getting you prepped?
Yeah. They prep us for all of that, which my times, obviously, I've been improving a good amount just since I've been here.
Which drill are you most looking forward to? Now, granted, Marshawn, you're on NFL Network, bro. They're moving it to prime time. You got more eyes on you. Which drill are you most excited about?
I'm excited for that L drill, honestly.
Yeah.
That one, I know. That one I feel like is really good because it shows athleticism like crazy, and I have really good numbers on that. So, like, yeah. Definitely for my size, it's crazy numbers.
So, Marshawn, as we close out this interview, man, I always like to give players an opportunity to shout out some family. How big is family to you? How have they helped you get to this point in your career? How are you looking forward to having them watch you at the next level?
My family, they help me out a lot. Some people, especially like IG, some people, especially like Brandon Kimball, Jabbar Mayhew, which Brandon Kimball was my high school coach. He still helped me out to this day, like a crazy amount. Jabbar, my high school strength coach, was he still was helping me out a lot. My family wise, like my Nana, Regina Nealon Harrington, her name, my uncle Preston Nealon, my mom Wendy Nealon, they all, you know, just helped me out a lot. And I know I'm forgetting some people, but like my aunt Patrice, they gonna get mad at me if I don't shout them out. But you know, just basically everybody, they helped me out, they supported me throughout high school. Supported me through college and just basically made it so that I can prioritize football and not really have to stress about at-home stuff.
What has been your major pitch to teams about why they should draft you come April?
My major pitch is, I mean, if you look at my film from, not even my film, like if you look at my overall, what I've done going from freshman to senior, it's always been improving. There's never been a peak. I mean, it's been peak. Like, I keep going up. My peak was by this past year, which I feel like that's only going to keep improving. My training is just going to improve. My recovery process is going to improve. Everything going to improve, which, you know, you haven't seen my best yet.
Hey, well, that's a good pitch right there, man. Well, good luck to you, bro, and God bless. Best of the way as you go to the combine and then to the NFL draft coming in April. Blessings. We'll be in touch, man.
For sure. I appreciate it.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.